This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Prambanan Temple in Yogyakarta, along with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. The Prime Minister was accorded a traditional welcome with the resonant notes of a gamelan ensemble and a classical Yogyakarta dance performance reflecting Indonesia's rich cultural heritage. The two leaders toured the 9th century temple complex, where Prime Minister Modi offered prayers at the main Shiva temple. In a joint statement, President Prabowo said Prambanan stands as a symbol of the centuries-old civilizational bond between India and Indonesia. He thanked India for its support towards the conservation and restoration of the temple complex and said culture continues to serve as a bridge connecting the two nations. Addressing the Prambanan temple, Prime Minister Modi described the visit as a deeply spiritual and memorable experience.
यहाँ के जीवन में यहाँ की बातों में यहाँ की हवा में एक संस्कृति की खुशबू है वो खुशबू जो हम भारत की धरती पर पल पल अनुभव करते हैं ये खुशबू हमारी सांस्कृतिक विरासत ये अपने आप में अपनत्व से जोड़ती है.
Earlier, India and Indonesia strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms and called for a decisive, coordinated international efforts to combat the threat in accordance with the international law. In the second leg of his three-nation tour, Prime Minister Modi will reach Melbourne today on a three-day visit, where he will participate in the third India-Australia annual summit with the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Mr. Modi will also participate in the India-Australia CEOs Forum, where he will address a gathering of top business leaders from both the countries. The BRICS Women's Ministerial Meeting has commenced in Kochi. The joint statement will be adopted during the main session. Following this, the ministers representing the delegates at the meeting will visit an exhibition organized in connection with the BRICS Summit. Exhibitions highlighting India's achievements in women-led development across various sectors are being held near the venue. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to the chief ministers of several states affected by heavy rainfall, flood-like situation and landslides and assured them of all possible assistance from the centre. Mr. Shah spoke to Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Kerala Chief Minister V.D. Satishan. Mr. Satishan said that Mr. Shah inquired about the Wayanad disaster and assured the centre's full support for relief and rehabilitation efforts. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the memorandum of understanding signed with Iran to end the conflict is over, adding that he didn't want to engage with Tehran. Mr. Trump's statement came during the press conference at NATO summit in the Turkish capital Ankara, following the U.S. and Iran traded strikes after three tankers were hit by projectiles in the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, the Iran has not directly claimed responsibility. Earlier, Iran has launched retaliatory strikes on U.S. military installations following the U.S. attacks on its Hormuzgan province and the port city of Mashhad. According to Iranian media, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Navy and Aerospace Forces carried out a joint missile and drone operation targeting 85 U.S. military facilities. The U.S. has carried out a fresh round of airstrikes on Iran, targeting more than 80 locations in response to Iran's latest attacks on commercial ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz. According to U.S. Central Command, the strikes targeted Iranian air defense systems, command and control centers, coastal radar sites, anti-ship missile systems, and more than 60 Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps fast boats in and around the Strait of Hormuz. The IMD has issued an orange color warning for heavy rainfall and thunderstorm over central and eastern parts of the country. The weather department also forecast moderate to heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Haryana, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh. In football, Switzerland beat Colombia 4-3 in a penalty shootout in Vancouver to reach the quarterfinals of FIFA World Cup for the first time since 1954. With this win, Argentina will play against Switzerland in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.